This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
If you are without power in Jefferson Parish because of just that vicious weather that swept through here earlier today, you will have power. Energy says all of you will have power no later than midnight, but many of you will have power before that. So that's the latest it will be, midnight. I know that's a long damn time. I know it is. But I would rather Energy be conservative when they talk about this and not try to be too aggressive, because there's nothing worse than you're told the power is going to come back at a certain time and it's not back. I would rather Energy say it will be back by midnight and you get it back earlier than they say, well, you know, I mean, it could be 10 o'clock, could be 9 o'clock. So I think they're handling that in the right way. So no later than midnight. I mean, at least you're going to get it back today. And I know it's tough. And I know it's a little on the warm side, but at least the sun's not bearing down and it's not too hot. There is a bride who freaked out because the groom. Now, you can tell me if you think this is wrong. Some people might think this is okay. But a bride freaked out because the person she was marrying, the groom, tried to book his sister-in-law to dance for the bachelor party. I can see why she would freak out. That's her sister. And she's coming to entertain at the bachelor party. I don't know. I think that might be considered a little inappropriate. All right. Marjorie Taylor Greene, the wacko congresswoman from Georgia. She said she never said Jewish space lasers. Well, she's kind of right. She never actually said that. That was the headline. But you know, the media, whether it's print, online, or on the air, the media is always looking for a good headline. So here's what Marjorie Taylor Greene actually said. She was speculating, this was during the California wildfires, and she was speculating about internet reports of, quote, lasers or blue beams of light causing the fires, you know, coming from high in the sky. Lasers or blue beams of light causing the fires. And this was a fire that had killed 85 people in California, 150 acres, known as the Camp Fire in California. She said that they may be caused by space solar generators launched by businesses funded by the Rothschild Investment Group to clear space for a Democratic high-speed rail project in the state of California. So she was trying to blame Democrats, and by mentioning the Rothschild Investment Group, that's a Jewish name, the headline was reduced to Marjorie Taylor Greene blames Jewish space lasers. Now, she said lasers. She said space solar generators, and she said the name of a Jewish investment group. So the headline was accurate, So she's right. She didn't actually say Jewish space lasers, but that was everything that she implied. And the headline was a little more specific than what she actually said. But, you know, she essentially did say that. All right, let me give you the names of the four popes. I'm sorry, the four cardinals that are favored to be pope. Pietro Parolin is a secretary of state there at the Vatican. Peter Erdov is from Hungary. Jean-Marc Avelin is from France. Pierre Battista Pizzaballa is a Latin patriarch from Jerusalem. Those are the four front runners. There are many others that are considered in the running. I mean, not like hundreds, but maybe a dozen more considered in the running. Among those favored are Cardinals Cristobal Lopez Romero from Morocco and Robert Prevost, an American Vatican insider. So an American is possible. Now, apparently the Pope or the new Pope doesn't have to actually be one of the 133 cardinals in the room. But apparently most of the insiders are saying that the new Pope is going to come from inside that particular room. And I guess you could vote for yourself. I mean, I don't know about that for sure, but I guess you can vote for yourself. Anyway, we're trying to find out a little bit more about what's going on after the first day of voting here. So the first day of voting has passed, and we're trying to find out a little bit more about that. So once we get an update on that, we're going to pass that information on to you. So it's really interesting that the president of the United States went into a rant again about the fake Kamala Harris interview on 60 Minutes. And the president is suing 60 Minutes and CBS for a fake, corrupt, anti-Trump propaganda interview. And the whole problem here is that 60 Minutes edited the interview of Kamala Harris. Well, let's go back to October 24th, 2024. Here's the story. Fox News edited Trump interview days after former president slammed Harris over 60 Minutes sit down. So just days after the current president condemned 60 Minutes and CBS for editing the Kamala Harris interview, Fox News edited the Trump interview. And so the current president had an interview with Fox News, and there was more than one report out that said that Fox News edited the interview with the presidential candidate at the time because he was just babbling on about things, rambling on, and they didn't want to present him in a negative light, so they edited some of the interview. The idea that interviews are edited is not a big deal. The idea that interviews are edited maybe to present somebody in a positive light is not new. And Fox News did it, and CBS News did it. So what's the difference? There really is no difference. Now, if you live in the echo chamber of conservatives, then you believe that CBS was wrong. If you live in the real world of radical moderates, if you live in the real world of moderate Republicans and moderate Democrats, if you live in the real world, if you have logic and common sense, then you know that there's no difference between Fox News editing an interview with the Republican candidate at the time and 60 Minutes editing the Kamala Harris interview. It's exactly the same thing. So there are people who are asking CBS and 60 Minutes to stand up to the current president and not bow to this lawsuit and not feel pressured to change anything because these things are edited. And Fox News has an agenda. They present the president in the most positive possible light. And so if 60 Minutes wants to present Kamala Harris in a positive light, they have every right to do that as well. Now, I know we would like everything to be objective, but it's not. But I just think that this is such a big deal about nothing. And I really hope 60 Minutes doesn't bend to this. And it makes me wonder about it makes me wonder about the mental capacity of the current president when he doesn't see a difference. He actually thinks there's a difference. He doesn't see it as similar. He thinks it's totally different when he's edited and when Kamala Harris is edited. And it doesn't make sense that somebody doesn't understand that, because it's exactly the same thing. So I just find that really strange. Coming up in a few minutes, we'll talk a little bit more about the new information that has come out. Now, I want to get this out there. It's about Shiloh Hendricks, the woman who has now raised over $739,000 after using the N-word when she was shouting at a five-year-old black child. But there's something suspect about this new information that's out. But I want to cover it because I want those living in the conservative world and echo chamber to realize that we did acknowledge this information, but there's a reason why we don't take it too seriously. So that's going to be coming up here in just a few minutes. Okay, wait. I'm hearing now that we do have the live hookup. Okay, so we have this live hookup. The first round of voting by the Cardinals is over, and we saw black smoke coming from the chimney at the Sistine Chapel, indicating that there is no new pope yet. White smoke would indicate there's a new pope. So there was black smoke, no new pope. So the day of voting is over. The Cardinals are now relaxing, and we have access to a live feed from the room where the Cardinals have gathered. So let's go live to that feed. Okay. There was a lot of tension. A lot of tension, and obviously they're relaxing, and Catholics know how to drive.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Drink. All right, there is a gala coming up. I'm sure you've seen a lot of publicity on the Met Gala recently, and young actor Timothy Chalamet was supposed to be there, but he wasn't. He was at the Knicks game. The Knicks beat the Celtics in Boston. That was amazing. Amazing. I mean, a lot of the teams in the playoffs in the NBA right now have beaten the home team on their home court. So, I think it's pretty exciting. But there's a gala coming up. It's the Guardian Angel Awards Gala. It's May 9th. It's coming up on, that would be Friday, I guess? Friday? JW Marriott Hotel on Canal Street. This is to benefit Project Lazarus. It's the 40th anniversary of Project Lazarus serving the HIV community, and this is their annual gala. And Ian Bicko is the executive director of the project, and he joins us on WWL. Ian, welcome to the show.
Good. Hey, great to talk to you. And as a Cleveland Cavaliers fan, I'm cringing at the NBA reference.
I know. It's not turning out the way everybody wants, but I think there's been some exciting basketball. So, Ian, look, Project Lazarus, really worthwhile, even though a lot has changed. People need to not forget. I mean, there's a lot that's changed. I mean, there's even medicine out there right now that, if you take it, it will prevent you from getting HIV, and just a lot of advances. But Project Lazarus still needs help, and you're having this big gala to raise money.
Lazarus. Yeah, absolutely. Lazarus. With Project Lazarus. Yeah, our gala is on May 9th, as you said, at 6 p.m., the JW Marriott. We still have tickets available. If you go to projectlazarus.net, you can find tickets to our gala on May 9th that will benefit our programming.
Okay, what do people get for the price?
Sure, you get a full-course meal. You get to enjoy many of the festivities there at the event. There's a wine pool. There's a silent auction. There's a live auction. And you get to participate, really, just in honoring the three wonderful people that we're recognizing that evening. We have two guardian angels, and then one person receiving our Father Powell DeRozier Award. Those are in the namesake of our founders. So there's only been six people historically that have achieved that award.
Ian, how does Project Lazarus, how does it help people? How do people benefit from what you do?
Yeah, so Project Lazarus, like you said, has been around for 40 years, and much has changed over time in terms of HIV treatment and care. With that, HIV services at Project Lazarus have changed. You know, people used to come in our doors and they wouldn't leave. And nowadays, people come there to get better. They come there to heal, to reset, to receive substance use counseling, HIV counseling, get their nutrition back in line, get some stability with their housing. And the ultimate goal is to find employment, find stability, and find some permanent housing that so they can really take ownership of their health and go on to live a happy, normal life that we all know that they can.
You know, it's interesting that over the years, so much has changed, because there was a time when being HIV positive was seen as a death sentence. And, you know, you can look at people like Magic Johnson. And you know, I hate that anybody became HIV positive, but he has proven to be a symbol that you can live. Now, obviously, he has money that not everybody has to get the best. But not only was he a heterosexual, but he was also somebody who showed that you can live with this and just go on with your life.
Absolutely. And, you know, for me, I've personally been living with HIV for the past 8 years. I celebrated 8 years in February. And, you know, there's still a lot of stigma out there and misinformation around care that's available, around the longevity of one's life, and around the quality of life that someone will live with HIV. And there are people, like high profile advocates out there like Magic Johnson and others, but there's also everyday people here in New Orleans like myself that go on to prove that you can reach an undetectable status, which means that if you were to be tested, that you can't detect the virus in your bloodstream, which means you can't transmit it to somebody else, regardless if that person is using protection or not. All that to say that the nature of HIV has really changed, and the quality of life that someone can live if they're taking medication each day is the same quality of life that people that aren't living with HIV can live.
Yeah, I think the hysteria is over. I mean, I remember when the conversation about HIV and AIDS first came up, people freaked out if an athlete on the football field or the basketball court started to bleed. I don't see any hysteria over that any longer.
Yeah, it's really circumstantial, and it kind of depends on the education of who you're dealing with. On a personal note, I play beach volleyball semi-professionally, and I have encountered people that, you know, when I came out about my status a few years ago publicly as an advocate, were stressed that we shared the same sweat on a volleyball. And, you know, it was an opportunity for me to educate, but you know, the hysteria isn't there as it used to be, but there is still a lot of external stigma that affects, I think, perception of people living with HIV and the quality of life they can live. But there's also a lot of internalized stigma, too, that people have. And at Project Lazarus, that's what we really try to focus on, is the internalized stigma that our residents might feel that would keep them from adhering to their medication and really envisioning a full and fruitful life for themselves.
Yeah. Well, you know, you do so much to help people. And if somebody wants to go to the gala, I mean, there's going to be entertainment. I mean, is this going to be a full gala? It says gala, so I'm assuming it's going to be fun.
Oh, it's going to be a blast. There's an auction. There's going to be some great speakers. There's going to be a great dinner. I attended this gala last year as a volunteer, and here I am a year later as the director at Lazarus, which is a story in and of itself. But there's also going to be music at the end, and and a DJ. So it's going to be a night full of fun, a room full of really great people. And there's an option that I think a lot of people might see some value in. So even if you can't attend the gala, our silent auction goes live in the next, I believe it goes live at 5:30 today. So if someone wants to find us at Project Lazarus NOLA on Instagram or on Facebook, you can find a link to our silent auction and participate in that way and find some great items.
Okay, for the 40th anniversary of Project Lazarus, helping the New Orleans area, 40th anniversary, the big Guardian Angel Awards Gala is this Friday, May the 9th at the JW Marriott on Canal Street. And you can get tickets, and you help a really worthwhile cause, and also you're going to be entertained. And you know, look, this might be a place to network, because some really cool, influential people go to things like this, and you never know who you're going to meet. So, Ian Bicko, Executive Director, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me. Really appreciate your time.
Okay. I hope it turns out to be a fun night.
Yes, sir. Okay. Yeah, it's a good one. Thank you.
All right. Let's get to a few of your calls. Let's go to Jean. You're on WWL, Jean.
Hey there, Scoot. How you doing?
Good.
So I wanted to talk about a couple of things just regarding the lawsuit with Trump against the TV network, as far as the interview with former Vice President Harris. So for people like me that are independent and we're trying to assess who we wanted to vote for, we were very much looking forward to interviews with Harris throughout the time of the campaign. And the issue that I had was that there was only one interview, which they called live, but it was actually edited and it was only 18 minutes long. And people like Trump, whether you like him or not, did a 3-hour interview with Joe Rogan. Again, if you like him or not, the thing is that is this one example of determining who you're going to vote for. So it's helpful for the viewer or the voter. Sorry, I hate talking on radio.
You're doing fine, Sean. I understand the point you're making. Kamala Harris was not a good candidate, and she did not address issues. She did not show who she was or who she was going to be. She just sort of kind of played along with she's going to be a continuation of Biden, and that was not a good thing. I mean, there's so many things to criticize about her as a candidate, and you're bringing up one of them.
Yeah, I mean, thank you for that. I definitely gave her the benefit of the doubt, much like I did our mayor. gave me reason to nod. And then I was part of the recall. But in any event, I digress. So there's just that point of view. And I can understand that, because a lot of us turn to the legacy media to help us make our decisions on politics and current affairs. And that brings me to my second point. I know that there are a lot of people that say you can't trust legacy media. And for me personally, I get my information from several sources. I've talked to you about this before. It's because I don't feel like the legacy media really, I do feel that it is biased to an extent. And I will use the example of Barry Weiss, who is the founder of the Free Press, which is nonpartisan. And she is a former New York Times writer who is very far liberal and is married to a woman, if that means anything about what being a liberal is about. But it's a progressive thing, I think, to be married to someone of the same sex. And she was criticized and threatened by her co-workers because she wanted to report more equal news, and her supervisors would not come to her aid. So she ended up quitting the job of her lifetime and then forming her own publication, interviews and so on, et cetera. I encourage everyone to look into it. So to me, that is a valid source that's telling me I was within the belly of the beast, and it is biased. And then I'll give you two examples that are relatively recent, and then I'll let you take it away. Pam Bondi, the U.S. Attorney General, just did the largest drug bust in history, where part of what they did was to acquire 3 million fentanyl pills, which is insanity, but they also took down a bunch of the top drug lords. This has not been covered in the news. You can Google it. It has not been covered. You can catch the, and it's new. It's new, but local news network channels are covering it. To me, that's very,
well,
we should know about that.
We're seeing that. We're seeing that in the news. I mean, we haven't gotten to it on the show today. I mentioned that she's going around talking about just this little amount of fentanyl that can kill you, and I don't criticize her for going around with fake fentanyl, but that story is in the news.
In the local media, it absolutely is. I guess when we heard that that one of the guys in Trump's administration was stepping down, the one that did the oopsie with Signal, I got an email blast from New York Times to let me know about this. Like, this is super important news. To me, the biggest drug bust in U.S. history is very important news. And the reason that I think that they are suppressing it is because, and again, all of this information is verifiable from verifiable sources. China is the biggest supplier of fentanyl. It's absolutely the truth. And fentanyl is coming in from the borders of Mexico. Mexico gets their fentanyl from China, and fentanyl into our country is coming in through Mexico and Canada. And that's why the tariffs are going on. One last thing. The coroner reported this week that 117, that drug deaths in the last 5 years in New Orleans have gone up 117%.
Well, yeah, maybe people shouldn't do illegal drugs.
Well, maybe fentanyl should not be being...
Well, maybe we should convince people not to do drugs because fentanyl's out there. I mean, I talk about this all the time. I mean, I don't think we need to worry about making illegal drugs safer. I think we need to make people not want to do illegal drugs. I'm not against trying to stop fentanyl at the border. Sean, I'm going to have to get to a break here. Look, I understand. I appreciate your passion. But, you know, you want to decide what you think is the most important story. And there's always going to be a case of you think a story is more important than another story, but you're not in a position to make the decision of what story gets attention. There's a hell of a lot of stuff in the news right now. And while a drug bust is a big deal, it's not the biggest thing in the news right now. You might think it is, but in the determination of what gets people's attention, which is what the editors decide, what goes on the news, that's not the biggest story. It's out there, but it's not the biggest story. All right, on the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture calendar, this was really an amazing feat. On this day in 1977, Hotel California was the number one song in the country. The reason that was a big deal is the song was 6 minutes and 8 seconds, and it's not often that a song that length gets to be number one. The Eagles were told to shorten it. They refused to do it. It's a great song with just great lyrics. It's about a man who goes to a mysterious place where he can check in, but he can never leave. And this was really, Hotel California was really about the decadence of living in Los Angeles, living in the Hollywood area. It's an interpretation of living in Los Angeles. And this was from the 1976 album by the same name, won a Grammy for Record of the Year in 1977. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. All right, Black Smoke Rising. That's a song from Greta Van Fleet. If we saw Black Smoke earlier, means that the Cardinals have not come to a decision yet. We'll have an update on that tomorrow. All right, Chris Cuomo of News Nation was just loving on Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana. Loving on him. Loves all this stuff about him, but just bashed him because yesterday, Senator Kennedy bailed on an interview 5 minutes before showtime. That is pathetic. You don't do that, Senator. That is wrong. It is sloppy, it is cheesy, and it is just unethical and wrong. What were you scared of? Why did you bail on that interview? You know, a host has an interview prepared. They've got this whole segment of the show prepared. And 5 minutes before the interview, you bail? That is cowardly. And I like John Kennedy, but that is, I mean, I agree with Chris Cuomo. He's a coward. And Chris Cuomo said, what a punk ass move. And he's right about that. You don't bail on an interview 5 minutes before going on the air. That is cheap. And I'm really disappointed because I like John Kennedy. I like him. We continue to ask him to come on our show. He's been on our show before, but right now he won't come on. I'm not sure why. He says he listens to the show on Capitol Hill, and I'm not sure why he won't come on. We'll continue to ask him, because there's some things I'd like to ask him, and maybe he doesn't want to answer those things. All right, let me talk about this new information that has come out about the woman who shouted the N-word at the five-year-old child. This is from a pro-president media site, Daily Wire, and host Matt Walsh. Matt Walsh says he is glad Shiloh Hendricks is raising so much money. And right now it's over $730,000. He's really happy about that. He said, I'm glad she's raising the money. I hope she raises a million. He says that he looked at the video and he said the boy does not really look disabled and definitely looks older than 5 years old. Now, remember, this is coming from a pro current president media site. So I don't trust it. I have to be honest with you. I don't trust it. Maybe the child is a little older than five. I don't know. The man who took the video knows the child. And the child doesn't look disabled. If the child if the child is autistic, somewhere on the autistic scale, then the child might not show any signs of being autistic. I mean, if a child is running, you might not know that the child is autistic. Unless a child is talking to you, you might not know if a child has autism or is even on the scale of autism. So, again, this new information is out there, but I don't trust it because of the source. It is it's dedicated to the president, the Daily Wire. Matt Walsh is a dedicated MAGA supporter, and he wants to vicariously support the use of the N-word. And I don't think there's any reason to support the use of the N-word. I'm sure there'll be more information about this. This woman is raising tons of money. And these are people who are supporting her. These are people who actually are supporting the use of the N-word. They're defending this woman and they're sending her money. Again, I just think it's so sad that in America in 2025, when I think about the baby boomer generation, the generation that I grew up with in the 60s and the mentality of that generation, I am saddened that that generation is in many ways fueling racism in America. They're not the only ones, but they're fueling racism in America. And they're part of the establishment. Well, actually, they are the establishment. But I think it's just sad that somebody gets support to the tune of over $730,000. Am I jealous? Hell yeah, I'm jealous. I'd love to have that much money. I'd love to have people send me that kind of money. I'd love to be able to do something just really, really stupid and have people send me that kind of money. I'd like to do something really good and have people send me that kind of money. So yeah, I mean, I'm jealous of that. But I also think that it is pathetic that people are sending money in support of the use of the N-word. Sad to me. All right, we're going to come back to wrap up the show. I'm Scoot on the air. Join me on Facebook if you haven't done it yet. I got a lot of stuff going on Facebook, and you can join in on some of the comments. And please comment on the comments. There are a lot of comments I need some of you to comment on. So it's Instagram, Scoot on the air, and Facebook, Scoot on the air. And I love reading some of your comments. I comment on some of them, too. All right, we'll be back on WWL. All right, Wednesday at the Square canceled because of the rain today. And on Sports Talk, Mike Dettelier, Steve Geller are going to talk to Saints legendary quarterback Drew Brees at 5:20. All right, thanks to Diane Newman, Ian Hoke, market manager Dan Barron, news anchor Chris Miller, traffic with Courtney P. And I thank all of you for being part of our show. I'm Scoot on the air. Yeah, thanks for being here. Have a great afternoon. Love you, New Orleans.